Das Chazor Zeichen ist aber ich habe gesagt, wenn wir Judim sagen, dass wir darf gewav. Sagt der Mishnah, the third lottery was for all Kohanim who had never done the Ketores, for a chance to do the Ketores. The fourth lottery was for all Kohanim and would determine who would carry the limbs of the Talmud from the ramp to the top of the Mizbeach. Zogt Gemara Bechanina explained, no Kohen ever did the Ketores twice because it brought wealth to the one who did it, based on a pasuk that links Ketores to wealth. Therefore, the opportunity was given to as many Kohanim as possible. Rava said, we learn from Sukkim that a large number of Paiskim who decide Halacha properly come from Shevet Levi and from Shevet Yisachar. Rabbi Yechanan said, we don't make another lottery for the afternoon Talmud, rather the same Kohanim who did the morning Talmud to repeat the Avodah for the afternoon Talmud. Ah, in fact, Gemara Bryce says the lottery was made in the afternoon just like in the morning. Gemara says that was for the Ketores. I think Mar Bryce says we make a lottery for it, written in the Zohar form, in the afternoon, just like in the morning. That must be referring to the Tamid, which is an Euler, which is a male, and not to the Ketores. The Gemara says, change the word to law. We make it for law, for it, for the female version, referring to the Tamid. Referring to the Ketores. In fact, Mar Bryce says we make a lottery for it, written in the male form, and it, written in the female form. So it says it and it, meaning, but it's also in the Keva. So in the, it says we do that in the afternoon, just like in the morning. So it has to be referring to the to the Talmud. So Rav Shmuel Yitzchak said that refers to Shabbos, which necessitated a new lottery in the afternoon because a new Mishmer of Kohanim came in after the morning Talmud, but before the afternoon Talmud. That's so it was only done on Shabbos. How can we even suggest that there's an afternoon lottery? We learned that there are four lotteries and not more. The Mora says it may be that the lottery was done at one of the other four times that lotteries were done, but not as a separate lottery for an afternoon Talmud. Mishnah said, "Haravi chadashim mishanu mechulu." Our Mishnah Zok Tamar does not follow Rabbi Elazar Yaakov because he says in the Mishnah that the Kohanim will bring the limbs to the ramp are the same ones who later bring them up to the Mizbeach. Our Tana holds Baroivim Hadras Melech, it's more covered for Hashem to have more people involved. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov holds it would not be respectful to begin an avodah and not complete it. Rava said, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that no lottery was made for the one to carry the coals to the Ketores, and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like him because if they held like each other, there would be one lottery missing from the total of four lotteries. Zok the Mishnah. The Talmud is at times offered by 9 Kohanim, at times 10 Kohanim, at times 11 Kohanim, and at times 12 Kohanim. Never less than 9, never more than 12. The morning Talmud itself needed 9 Kohanim. On Sukkot, another Kohen would accompany them to bring the Nisach HaMayim for a total of 10. The afternoon Talmud needed 11 Kohanim, the regular 9 plus 2 Kohanim, each of who would carry pieces of wood. The morning Talmud on Shabbos also needed 11, 9 for the Talmud and 2 more to carry the Levoin of Lechem upon him. The Shabbos of Sukkot needed 1 more for the Nisach HaMayim, so the 11 plus 1 for a total of 12 Kohanim. Zok the Gemara Rabbah said the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot must have been brought in the morning along with the Talmud, since our Mishnah says that on Shabbos of Sukkot the morning Talmud would need 12 Kohanim. If it could even be brought in the afternoon, then the afternoon Talmud of any day of Sukkot other than Shabbos would need 12 as well, because they always needed 11. One more would be 12. Rav Ashi said, we see this from a Mishnah as well, where the people were upset with the Kohen who was doing the Nisach HaMayim. He spilled it on the floor, and therefore they says that they began throwing their Asroigim at him. And the fact that they were holding their Asroigim must be that this whole Maisa took place in the morning. You see, Nisach HaMayim was done in the morning. A Braisa says, Rosh Hashanah Yechoy said, the pasuk regarding the morning Talmud says, V'orchu etzim, they should put wood. Another pasuk teaches the wood must be brought before the morning Talmud. So this pasuk must be teaching that two kahanim must bring two pieces of wood for the mizbeach with the afternoon Talmud. I checked the maybe both pasukim are referring to the morning Talmud and the pasuk is teaching that it should be done twice. Mar says one pasuk says V'orchu, the other says ubier. From the fact that the pasuk uses different words is clearly referring to two different times. Rav Chiya told a braisa that says the second lottery sometimes chose 13 kahanim, sometimes 14, sometimes 15, sometimes 16. This is in agreement with our Mishnah that the Talmud was brought with up to 12 kahanim. A braisa says at times the lottery chose 17 kahanim. So it's a steer to Rechia's Braisa. As Mara says, Rechia's Braisa held, like Rebbe Elazar Yaakov, that the same Kohanim who brought up the limbs to the Mizbeach in the morning, who brought up the limbs to the Mizbeach, would bring them up the Mizbeach. This other Braisa held that an additional Kohanim was needed for that, and that's why he got from 16 to 17. Zok the Mishnah. A ram is offered by 11 Kohanim. The meaty limbs are brought up by 5 Kohanim, the intestines, the flour, and the wine are brought by 2 Kohanim each. That's a total of 6, but the original 5 is a total of 11. An ox is brought by 24 Kohanim. 1 carried the head, 2 carried the right back leg, 2 carried the back part of the animal, 2 carried the back left leg, 1 carried the breast, 3 carried the neck. Each front leg was carried by 1, each side of the animal was carried by 1, the intestines, flour, and wine were carried by 3 Kohanim each, total of 24 Kohanim. This is all true for a Karban Tzibur. On the other hand, a Karban Yachid can be offered entirely by one Kohen if they so choose. The skinning and cutting into pieces of Karban Tzibur and the Yachid, in that way, they're all treated the same.